When you open any web page in a browser, what you see is the result of an HTML document being interpreted and rendered. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language, and it is the foundational language of every web page on the internet. Before writing a single visible word or button on a page, you need to understand how an HTML document is structured at its most fundamental level. This lesson focuses entirely on that structure, the skeleton of any valid HTML document. An HTML document is a plain text file saved with the HTML extension. It contains a series of elements written using tags. Tags are keywords surrounded by angle brackets, like this. Tag name. Most tags come in pairs, an opening tag and a closing tag. The closing tag includes a forward slash before the keyword, like this. Slash tag name. The content placed between the opening and closing tags is what the tag affects. Every valid modern HTML document follows a specific structure. That structure is made up of four essential components. The document type declaration, commonly written as doctype, the HTML element, the head element, the body element. Let us examine each one in detail. The document type declaration. The very first line of any HTML document should be the document type declaration. It is written like this. :doctype.html. This declaration is not an HTML tag in the traditional sense. It is an instruction to the browser that tells it which version of HTML the document is written in. When you write :doctype.html, you are telling the browser, this document follows the HTML5 standard. HTML5 is the current and most widely used version of HTML. Without this declaration, browsers may enter what is known as quirks mode, where they try to guess how to render the page using older, inconsistent rules. This can lead to unexpected visual results and bugs that are difficult to diagnose. Including the document type declaration ensures that the browser uses the correct, standardized rendering mode, called standards mode. The document type declaration is always written in uppercase for the word doctype, and it does not have a closing tag. It must appear on the very first line of the file, before anything else. The HTML element. Immediately after the document type declaration comes the HTML element. It is written as follows. HTML lang equals on greater than slash HTML. The HTML element is the root element of the entire document. Every other element in the page must be placed inside this element. It wraps the entire content of the document. Notice the attribute lang equals n in the opening tag. Attributes provide additional information about an element. The lang attribute specifies the language of the document's content. In this case, on means English. This is important for accessibility tools, such as screen readers used by visually impaired users, and for search engines that need to understand the language of the page. If you were writing a document in French, you would write lang equals fr. The HTML element has exactly two direct children, the head element and the body element. Nothing else should be placed directly inside the HTML element. The head element. The head element contains metadata about the document. Metadata is data that describes the document itself, rather than the visible content of the page. Users do not directly see the content of the head element in the browser window, but it plays a critical role in how the page behaves and how it is understood by browsers and search engines. Here is a typical head element. Head. Meta-charset equals UTF-8 greater than. Meta-name equals viewport content equals width equals device width. Initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. Title my first web page slash title. Link rel equals stylesheet href equals styles.css greater than. Slash head. Let us break down each part. The meta element with charset equals UTF-8. This declares the character encoding of the document. UTF-8 is a universal encoding that supports virtually all characters from all languages in the world. Without this declaration, special characters, like accented letters or symbols, may not display correctly. The meta element with name equals viewport. This is essential for responsive web design. It tells the browser how to control the page's dimensions and scaling on different devices. The value content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 means, make the page width equal to the screen width of the device, and do not zoom in or out by default. Without this, your page may appear very small and zoomed out on a smartphone. The title element. This defines the title of the web page, which appears in the browser tab at the top of the window and in search engine results. In the example above, the tab would display my first web page. The title is not displayed anywhere on the page itself. The link element. This is used to link external resources to the document, most commonly cascading style sheets, CSS, files that control the visual appearance of the page. The attribute rel equals stylesheet tells the browser what kind of resource is being linked, and href equals styles.css gives the path to the file. Other elements that can appear in the head include script tags, to include JavaScript files, additional meta tags for search engine optimization, and link tags for fonts or icons. The body element. The body element contains all the visible content of the web page. Everything that you want the user to see, text, images, buttons, forms, tables, navigation menus, must be placed inside the body element. Here is a simple example of a body element. Body. H1 greater than welcome to my website / H1 greater than P greater than this is my first paragraph of text, less than / P. imgsrc equals photo.jpg alt equals a description of the photo greater than a href equals https://www.example.com greater than click here to visit example/a/body. In this example, the H1 element is a first level heading. It displays large, bold text at the top of the page. The P element is a paragraph. It wraps a block of text. The EMG element displays an image. The SRC attribute gives the path to the image file, and the ALTE attribute provides a text description for accessibility and for cases where the image cannot be loaded. The A element creates a hyperlink. The href attribute specifies the destination URL. The body is where all the semantic structure of your document is built. Over the course of this chapter, you will learn about many more elements that go inside the body, each with a specific semantic meaning and purpose. Putting IT all together. Here is a complete, minimal, valid HTML5 document combining all the elements discussed. Less than doctype HTML. HTML lang equals on greater than. Head. Meta charset equals UTF-8 greater than. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width. Initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. Title my first web page / title. / head. Body. H1 greater than hello, world, less than / H1 greater than. P greater than this is the beginning of my web development journey. Less than / P. / body. / HTML. This document is technically complete and can be opened in any browser. The browser will display a page with a large heading that reads hello, world, and a paragraph below it. Let us summarize the role of each part. Less than doctype HTML tells the browser this is an HTML5 document. HTML lang equals n greater than the root container for the entire document, with the language declared. Head contains invisible metadata such as encoding, viewport settings, and the page title. Body contains all visible content shown to the user in the browser window. Indentation and readability. Notice that in the examples above, child elements are indented relative to their parent elements. Indentation is not required by the browser. The page will render correctly without it, but it is a strongly recommended practice in professional development. Proper indentation makes your code easier to read, easier to debug, and easier for team members to understand. As a future full-stack developer, writing clean, well-indented code is a professional standard you should adopt from day one. Why this structure matters? Understanding the anatomy of an HTML document is not merely an academic exercise. Every professional web project, whether it is a simple landing page or a complex web application, starts with this exact structure. Frameworks and libraries that you will encounter later, such as those used in full-stack development, generate HTML that follows these same rules. Browsers, search engines, accessibility tools, and automated testing systems all rely on this structure to function correctly. Failing to include the document type declaration or misplacing elements outside of the header body can cause rendering issues, accessibility failures, and problems with automated tools used in continuous integration and deployment pipelines, topics you will encounter later in this course. By mastering this foundational structure now, you are building the solid base upon which all future skills in HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and full-stack development will be constructed.